Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Today's Wisdom for Women is an interesting proverb. Instead of making a wise statement, it is one man, Agur, expressing his frustration that he is not wise. Good. Good for him. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, and blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." In Proverbs 30, verses 1 through 4, Agur said, "I am weary, O God. I am weary and worn out, O God. I am the most ignorant of men. I do not have man's understanding. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I knowledge of the Holy One, who has gone up to heaven and come down, who has gathered up the wind in the hollow of his hands, who has wrapped up the waters in his cloak, who has established all the ends of the earth. What is his name and the name of his son? Tell me if you know." Maybe you feel exactly the same. This would be a very good time to talk about how godly wisdom is attained. Number one, it's a gift from God, bestowed on those who ask. Solomon asked. James said, "If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault." But when we ask, we must believe and not doubt. Number two, God's word is wisdom. As we read it every day, it teaches us and trains us. God's word also warns us regarding the things that are dangerous and foolish. Number three, wisdom is not just information. Wisdom must be lived, rubber meeting the road of life. And number four, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's word will make you wise.